This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon. I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We thank you for joining us. Count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you. And I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, as we bow, we come to you today, Lord, thanking you for the blessings of life. Thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. Most of all, we thank you for Jesus, God, who came and gave his life for ours. Lord, I'm glad that he went to an old rugged cross, Lord, laid down his life, but I'm glad you gave him power to take it up again, Lord. We're thankful for that empty tomb. Lord, I come to you today, Father, Lord, and ask you to have your will and your way during this time. I pray that you'd bless the listeners. Lord, do for them as only you can. Lord, we give you glory and honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements. I ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes, the one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, also the one in Romania. If you would, remember all the folks that work and labor in these homes, and that the Lord would help them, give them the grace that they need, supply all the needs. We're so grateful how the Lord has done this for many, many years, and we just want to see the end of this thing. We want to see him continue on, and ever how long time goes, I mean, these are his. It belongs to him. We want to see him get glory and honor out of it all. So if you would, please pray for us. And then if you would, pray for our missionaries. Pray that the Lord would bless them, help them, supply their needs according to his riches and glory also. And then we just want to thank all the listeners, faithful supporters of this work, all of you all that's helped, labored, loved, gave, and prayed, and everything that you've done for this ministry. We're thankful, and we want to ask you to continue to do so. Lift us up in prayer. The children's homes, different things need support. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart, we're grateful for that. I mean, I just want to be sensitive what the Holy Ghost wants me to do, and I try to follow that. And it's not always easy, but anyway, that's what we're trying to do. We appreciate the Lord, love the Lord, and we want to tell you once again, thank you. I do want to give you our mailing addresses this week. If you would, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Safe thus far. been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. We know this day's to sing God's praise. Then when we first begun.
Amen. I appreciate it. Amen. That's good, wasn't it? Amazing. The grace of God is, to me, amazing. It really is. I can't understand it. I still don't understand it. I'm just glad I got it. I'm glad he came by and saved me. And I appreciate Nathan and his wife. But I appreciate all these missionaries and everybody that's out there letting God do something for them. I used to say it the other way, doing something for God, but I decided he don't need a whole lot done for him. Amen. We need to let God do something for us, don't you reckon? I mean, we're in a mess in this country. I mean, a big mess. You don't look at me and sit there and think, well, you don't know what you're talking about. I've been in this business 50 years past now. I've been pastoring churches. I think the falling away started back in Paul's day, and I think it's still been going that direction, and I don't think we're going to get any better. And I think God is doing what he's doing, and I believe he's doing what he said he'd do, and I believe it's about finished. I want you to pray tonight as I try to preach. I know that things I'm going to say tonight may cut the grain in some people, and might. Some of these the radio listeners and some of these folks that get the tapes. I don't care. I mean, I've decided I'm going to do what I feel like God wants me to do. Her lips, everyone in town. I got to face God for what I do. And I'm not going to be controlled by nobody. If the Lord will help me, I want to be controlled by him. That's it. I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 23, verse 37. Verse 37, God's talking, Jesus saying this. He said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stoneth them which are sent unto thee, how oft would I have gathered thee, thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, and I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, that you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now, I know he's talking about the house of Israel. I know that. I know that's what he's saying. But I'd like to, you know, most preachers take the Bible out of context and preach. Most time, that's where it's out of. They never do preach it like it is. So I want to talk to you about your house. I mean, the Bible, I mean, Jesus one day he said, my house shall be called a house of prayer, and you made it a den of thieves. But when they take it over, when you take over the house, when you take over God's business, honey, and when we take over God's business and it becomes ours, then, buddy, I want to tell you right now, he's going to move out and he's leaving us. Now, I want you to know that I believe tonight, as I've been preaching for years, that the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled, because the Bible said Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. 1948, I mean, they got back to their homeland. 1967, they got back to the Wailing Walls, and I believe that's about the end of the whole journey. Now, I want you to listen to what I'm preaching tonight, and it might help you to see why we're being left. Why the Gentiles is being finished up. We got the same mess that they got in. I want you to turn back into the 23rd chapter and verse 1. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples. Now listen, this is astonishing. Saying, the scribes and the Pharisees set Moses' seat. Now, I mean, here we've got a crowd that wants to set Moses' seat. Amen. I mean, the scribes and Pharisees and Jesus. Now, Moses done been dead for a long time. In fact, Jesus pronounced him dead, said, Moses, my servant's dead, to Joshua. Amen. Rise, cross over this Jordan. Amen. I mean, if God pronounces you dead, then you're dead. And Moses died as far as God, as far as this world's concerned. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now here for several hundred years down the road, Jesus comes on the scene and everybody's still wanting to sit in Moses' seat. They want to preach the law. They want to tell you that you ought to live right. They want to tell you what you ought to do. And they want to tell you what you've got to do. And Jesus is here to do the job. Amen. When Jesus got baptized, John the Baptist baptized Jesus, and Jesus said, now let's do this to fulfill all righteousness. And if God done had it today, if the day Jesus got baptized, if all righteousness is fulfilled, then I don't know what else you can do about it. I don't know. Your good living ain't worth no more than these Pharisees. And what they want to do is set Moses' seat. And they want to preach you under bondage and accuse you. Jesus said, I'll not accuse you, but Moses will. I mean, Jesus said, I'm not going to condemn you. I'm not accusing you. I'm not going to accuse you of nothing. Jesus said, I don't judge no man after the flesh. Amen. Well, who are you to be a judge then? Amen. Whether a fellow's living right or not, or whether he's doing right or not. Shut up about that. Amen. If Jesus don't do that, then you oughtn't to do it. Amen. We got too many folks sitting in Moses' seat trying to tell everybody what they ought to do. And Jesus said, pay attention to them. But and do what they say, but sure don't do what they do. Amen. He said, it's all right for you to do what they tell you to do, but don't try to do what they do because they say and do not. Yes. Amen. I mean, most of the preachers you're listening to today on the radio and wherever else and in the pulpits, all of America is telling you to do things they're not even doing themselves. Right. And they're sorry because, listen, if I tell you to do something that I'm not doing, then I'm a hypocrite and a Pharisee. And if I'm a writing books, I'm a scribe. Amen. If I'm trying to get you to follow after me, and listen, Jesus said, I'm here. But it didn't matter about that. These fellas wanted to set Moses' seat. I get so tired of these fellers in the big seats. Oh, therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not after their works, for they say and do not. Amen. So if you find some jackrabbit telling you, bless God, you ought to do this, and bless God, you ought to do that, see if he's doing it. Yeah, amen. And if he ain't doing it, he's a scribe or a Pharisee or a Sadducee, a liar. Or a hypocrite. Maybe all of them. For they are blind. For they bind heavy burdens. And grievous to be borne. Now you listen to me. Jesus never put a burden on nobody. He said, come unto me all you that labor and are heavy laden. And I'll give you rest. Bless God, it's the devil and the religious crowd that bind you with a burden. But they're not going to take one finger to lift them off of you. Sorry. They're sorry. And they're damning our churches. Our people in America don't believe tonight. I mean, we ain't got nobody believing in America right now. Because they ain't got nothing to believe. I mean, they can't do what we tell them to do if we are preaching what this outfit preaches. Boy, I mean, I've heard lately this, in the last two or three weeks, I've heard so much junk. These fellas just went out and come back and told me stuff that just made me want to pull out what little bit of hair I've got. Now, the reason I'm doing this is, first of all, I'm saved.
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen.
I mean, I really got born again.
Amen.
And then I got called to preach.
Amen.
And then I went to the army and fought for the church and the Bible and for this country. But the church and the Bible first. I'm not interested in the country. I'm in for the church that Jesus purchased.
Amen.
He didn't die for the United States of America. He died for the sinners.
Amen.
And he died to save sinners.
Amen.
And he died that he could do what he come to do.
Amen.
But if you bind up a bunch of folks, and we're in bondage today.
Amen.
Oh, you got to live right or God won't hear you. Shut up! Ain't none of you in here living right.
Amen.
You don't even know what living right is.
Amen.
There ain't nobody in the country living right. Don't tell me about them.
Amen.
You take all the money away from this outfit, and there wouldn't be enough in here. You couldn't get nobody to preach your funeral. There ain't enough preachers in this country to preach your funeral if you took all their big salaries and all their money and all their good livings and all their nice homes and all their automobiles away from them. They'd get out of business. I know, because that's what they're in business for. That's what they talk about. And the Bible said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
Amen.
You say, you mad? About halfway. And if you could see what I'm talking about, you'd get upset. I want you to hear me good, Brookside, and the rest of you Peckerwoods out there listening to me on the radio. I want you to leave that radio right there. You touch that button, and I hope you have indigestion. I really do. That's awful, ain't it? I do. They bind heavy burdens. Hey, listen, I'm free.
Amen.
If the Son makes you free indeed.
Amen.
That's God, I'm saved by the amazing grace of God.
Amen.
And I'm liberated, I'm free.
Amen.
I don't have to go around with a burden on me all the time and a kind of heavy load and a crying and a looking pitiful and looking sad.
Amen.
Good God, I'm saved.
Amen.
I'm full to have joy, unspeakable and full of glory. And then some jackrabbit up north told us brothers, a preacher the other day, said I'd go down south. Then they all pray down there at the same time and said, I tell you right now, I can't understand all that, but said, I just get in there with them, make a racket like they do. And I thought, well, that dummy.
Amen.
Paul said, pray without ceasing.
Amen.
Now, if he said pray without ceasing, everybody will have to pray at the same time, or somebody's going to have to cease.
Amen.
And that fellow got up there, you know, and he said, I hope he stays up north.
Amen.
Tell you the truth, I believe God done left that place up there a long time ago. I've been through there several times, and I ain't felt him too much. But you know what? They've got religion running up to ears. They got all that stuff binding burdens and telling you, bless God, you can't wear wire-rimmed glasses and you can't have a mustache or God won't bless you. Well, bless God, he blessed Adam and Eve and they're naked.
Amen.
Amen.
He blessed everybody I've ever seen.
Amen.
If you're living because God blesses you for your good living, you'll never get one. I can look at you and tell God won't bless you. But let me tell you, God come to give you life and to give you joy unspeakable and full of glory and glory to God. You ought to be praising him. The Bible said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
You say, well, you ain't getting nothing done. I ain't expecting to get nothing done, but I ain't binding nobody up.
Amen.
Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he said, he gave me the Spirit to bind up broken hearts.
Amen.
Not burden them, but to bind them.
Amen.
And if these fellas tell you that you can't eat popcorn and be saved, I don't care about popcorn, but I mean that, I don't know if any of them's preached that yet, but if they hear me say it, they'll think of it and they'll preach it. If you eat popcorn on Sunday, God won't bless you. Pitiful. For they bind heavy burden grievous to be borne, and they themselves, and they lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move one finger. And I believe my ministry is to help the saints get the burden off of them. You know what Jesus done? He got full of the Holy Ghost. When he got anointed, he went about healing all that was oppressed to the devil. And oppression is a burden that's useless, that you're carrying you didn't need. And the devil put it on you. Now I'm preaching about why the Lord left Israel. This is the reason he left them. Your house, they took it over. God said, my house should be called a house of prayer, and you made den of thieves, and that's about what this outfit is. They like to sit in Moses' seat. They love the uttermost part of the room and the feast and the chief seats in the synagogue. They love it. Sickening. I could care less about whether anybody ever knows who I am, where I live, anything about me. I've got nothing to say about me. It's all about him.
Amen. Amen.
And God help these fellas that wants to. And you know, they want to preach like old Peter did. I mean, they'll mess around with us fellas till some of the brethren comes by. But they don't want to lose their seat with the brethren.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, honey. I'd rather be with Jesus and have nobody around than to have all these crooked brethren, bunch of Pharisees, scribes, and Sadducees running around talking about what they've done. They like the greetings in the marketplaces and to be called rabbi. Of course, now, we ain't got no, we're Gentiles. We can't be rabbis, but we can't be doctors. And every time I turn around, somebody got him a degree. And they said, tell Brother Fred not to get upset at me over my degree. Well, I can care less about that stupid stuff. What's a degree? If you ain't been to bushes with God, you ain't got nothing nohow. And if you got it from some jackrabbit that hadn't been there, you got deceived too. So all of you in the same boat, Dr. Rabbi. But then Jesus said, but be ye not called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and ye are all brethren. And call no man father upon the earth. And I had a fellow tell me the one day this. He said, boy, he was one of them big masons, you know. Shriner, I think. Preacher, that is. A Baptist, you know. He said, both goddamn Catholics call each other they call people father, and the Bible said not to call no man father. And I said, yeah. And the same verse says, call no man master. And I said, you jackasses, run up and call a fella a masterful worshiper. Now, ain't that pitiful? He's a big preacher. He's still living. And people think, boy, he's stuff. He is stuff. We're all stuff. God's everything. Amen. I got to hurry on down here. Lord, I didn't even preach all this. Verse 13, but woe unto you, scribes. That's them fellas that writes all the time. I guess. I don't know. Isn't that what that is? He's a writer. He's a book writer, I guess. And he writes books so you dummies will buy them. So he can make money.
Amen.
And then he'll screw you up at the same time. Right. Don't buy nobody's book. You got the best one in the world.
Amen.
Right here.
Amen.
This is it.
Amen.
Whenever a preacher comes to my camp meeting nearly, First thing they say, brother, where's a good bookstore? I said, well, you need the bookstore. You got the books.
Amen.
You read this? But I can't understand this. And I mean, brother, so-and-so's got some good stuff. Stuff is right. Stuff is right. It's right. Because, honey, every good and perfect gift comes from above, and the rest of it's stuff.
Amen.
Scribes and Pharisees. Pharisees, them fellas that thinks that Jesus never was any good. And we got a lot of them, buddy, that thinks Jesus wasn't what he said he was, didn't do what he come to do, but I'm here to inform you that Jesus done everything he come to do, and if you ain't got it all done, he'll finish you up one day. Yes, sir. You don't have to do a thing to get God to bless you. You got the blesser inside of you. You got the man inside of you. That's doing everything that needs to be done. The Holy Ghost is in there. Jesus is in there, and the Holy Ghost is on him. So both of them's in there. You ain't got no problem. You got the blessing and the blesser. You don't need nothing else. But woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. For ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye yourselves, neither suffer ye them that to enter thereunto, or you don't go in yourself. Woe unto him. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. For you devour widows' houses, and for pretense make long prayers. Therefore you'll receive the greater damnation. There's a lot of them. These poor old widows sitting home. Some dude comes in and said, if you'll send me $10, I'll pray for you. Ain't that pitiful? Send me your money. And send me your prayer request. Put a little money in there. I'll lay hands on that letter and I'll pray. Woe unto you. You say, boy, you're pretty bold tonight, right? Supposed to be, ain't it? Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisee, hypocrites. For you can pass sea and land. I want you to listen to this. You can pass sea and land to make one proselyte. And when you made him, he's a 2-4-mold child in hell in yourself. I looked at the dictionary, and that says a new convert. And when you make one, bless God, you've made one to go to hell. And most of this soul winning stuff is to make them go to hell. I mean, we got a church that's full of people that's never got born again. You got to have the Holy Ghost around for a man to get saved. And Jesus has to be around for the new birth to take place. And the Word of God has to be around for that to happen. And you don't get folks saved by NIV Bibles and the rest of them. You got to have God, the Holy Ghost, and the power of God, and then the Holy Ghost has to introduce you to Jesus.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.